WildTalkRadio.com.
Theme song!
This is the Firefly Funhouse! And I want to introduce you to some very special friends that I've met along the way.
This is EC3.
Hey, this is Max Brown, King Robert from the Royals.
This is the undisputed future Seth Rollins.
Hey, this is Kane from WWE.
Hello, this is WWE Hall of Famer, the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels.
I'm Bristol.
And I'm Aubrey from ATTV Flipper Flop Vegas.
Hi, this is Bree.
And this is Nikki, and we're the Bella Twins.
Yes, this is Broken, not Haughty.
The greatest man that ever lived always likes a good rap. And you're listening to the greatest rack.
Satisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time to experience the award-winning The Rack.
Fly, my pretties, fly.
I love kickball.
I'm back, taking souls and digging holes.
I'm gonna break you, bitch, you hear me?
With your host...
They've been lying to you. Heroes don't exist. Y'all become addicted to the illusion of what a hero does for you. Have I mentioned that I was once addicted to eating sponges?
Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
And you can just call me Taker.
Oh my God, it's Taker. Taker, Taker, Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And she was a wicked, wicked child who spat and swore and chewed tobacco.
I like puppets.
Stickers! And her producer... Sir Rocket,
my little creatures of the night will now experience the magical art of puppetry.
This right here means I'm the champ that runs the camp.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
Yowie wowie!
Welcome to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out, youtube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over on WildTalkRadio.com, RackRadioShow.com, or directly on Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. If you get a quick second, check out the fine, or if you get a quick second, I should say, check out the fine folks over at MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. But also, follow us, subscribe to us, WTR Live here on Twitch. Just click the little purple heart up at the top and you can subscribe, you can like, you can do whatever, get notifications when the channel goes live. And you know, you can also follow my channel, twitch.tv/Lindsay Ward, you know, because I do go live occasionally, mostly on the weekends, on that channel. Anyway, I'm your host, Lindsay Ward. Joining me, as always, is the ever-faithful producer/co-host/handyman, Sir Rockin.
What she meant to tell you is, if you have Amazon Prime, link to your Twitch account, it's called Twitch Prime. You can subscribe for free by hitting that purple rectangular button above the screen. That's what she was trying to say.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. I'm so flustered with everything going on. No, not really.
It's... Make sure you tweet us at WildTalkRadio, our creator show, Lindsay Ward. Follow her Twitch channel, as she just mentioned. We're here. We're live. Unlike other shows, we're going to be pre-taped. We're live.
We are not canceled, y'all. It has not gotten to us yet. We're still here. We're still live. Mainly because we can both do this from the comfort of our homes, which is a blessing. But yeah, it has only been 7 days since everything has started here in the United States. It is just a tad bit crazy, and we have a lot of news. This is what the show is primarily going to be for tonight, because a lot of things did happen in the wrestling world this week related to the pandemic that's going on, not only around the world, but here in the U.S., and it has canceled multiple major events outside of wrestling and inside of wrestling too. So we're going to discuss that and kind of let you know what's going on as it stands right now. And stuff breaks every day, so just keep your eye on the Twitter. But yeah, so I say we don't mince words. We don't sit on it because, like I said, we have a lot to get into on this show.
We do. We're no dilly-dallying. Let's get to the news presented by youtube.com/MBG1211.
Okay. So we're going to kind of go through everything that has been postponed and canceled as of this date that we know of. If you're in chat and you've heard of anything that we don't mention, please mention it in chat. If you're listening to the archive, please tweet us at Wild Talk Radio, at Lens Ward, so we can retweet that out to people in case other people are going to the shows. If you're international, please feel free to tweet us so we can also retweet that as well, to get the information out there, although I'm sure people are really sick of it. It's just trying to help everybody who's maybe not aware of what's going on because of everything else that's going on right now. And in terms of any canceled shows, we are not sure about any of the international shows. Okay, but for the ones here in the United States, if you've purchased tickets to any of the events that we're going to list off, as far as we know, the tickets will be honored if the show is rescheduled, or you can request a refund if you bought it through Ticketmaster. Otherwise, my recommendation would be to contact the promotion or whomever you purchased your tickets from to talk to them about that. But I'm going to say that throughout this list, but just to put that up front, if you hear your event, that's what you need to do in terms of getting that taken care of. The biggest one,
there's a few.
And we are going to be talking about WrestleMania separately in the back half of the show. That's big enough that it's its own section, and unfortunately everybody else kind of gets like squenched in the front section, but we're going to talk about the biggest one, which is WrestleCon. Which is supposed to run WrestleMania weekend, that has been officially canceled.
Yeah, that has been officially canceled, not rescheduled, has been canceled. So all the shows that were surrounding it, all the indie shows and et cetera that were to take place as a part of it, all the signings, they've been canceled. There was confusion, there was a little backlash, but that's all been handled. All the Marriott has now conceded. They're going to allow WrestleCon to get all their money, not charge them, all that fun stuff, because the state has now canceled the event, any events, so...
Yeah, and that's what they were really holding on and they were waiting on, was if the state of Florida to be like, hey, you can't do this.
Because if it came down to it, they would have lost, WrestleCon would have gone out of business, high spots would have went out of business because of it, because it would have been hundreds of thousands of dollars they would have lost because they would have hotel fees and everything like that. So that's why... Yeah. They were one of the last people to cancel because they had to wait for it to be canceled elsewhere for them not to do it. Because the holdup was, and why they were being charged, your event still could go on. Even though WrestleMania has moved, your event technically still could go on at that point. So
yeah, I mean, it's at the discretion of the bookers to cancel the show until the state says you cannot have a gathering of however many people, which is what has happened for the state of Florida. So they could have considerably, if Florida had been like, hey, yeah, no, you can do whatever, we're just not going to let you hold a large event at the stadium, WrestleCon could have gone on and then they would have been screwed. But the Marriott has had no choice in this instance to give them back their money because, like we said, the state was like, hey, yeah, no, y'all can't do this. Sorry.
Sorry, bye.
Bye. So, yeah. I'm going to talk about some of the bigger promotions on the back half, but just to get these out of the way. But they're any less important, but just to get them out of the way. The Cauliflower Alley Club reunion has been postponed. There has been no date announced for that as of yet. The NWA has suspended the Crockett Cup and any future tapings. Stay tuned to their website to see when they're going to be back because they have not announced any dates. MLW has rescheduled their April event to June. CMLL has canceled events, and there's no word on their rescheduling. Lucha Libre AAA has postponed Ray to Rays. There is no date on that being rescheduled at this time. And just to, again, bring the disclaimer again, not sure about the international events, but if you've purchased tickets, all the U.S., I believe most or all of the U.S. promotions are honoring the tickets purchased when the event is rescheduled, if it is rescheduled. If they're not, then I believe you can request a refund through Ticketmaster, or you can contact the promotion or whomever you bought the tickets through and see if they would be willing to give you a refund there. So moving on, Impact is canceled. Their one night only show. It will not be rescheduled.
And that's the TNA one night only show. So yeah. They're bringing back all the TNA legends. That show has officially been canceled as of now, so...
Sorry, guys. That sucks.
Because it was in conjunction with everything, and everyone was coming in for signing, so it's like they couldn't get everyone together, unable to make it happen. So maybe another time. Maybe next year. Who knows?
Yeah, maybe next year. Maybe at, like, SummerSlam or something like that. They may do it. Lockdown and Breakdown have also been postponed. I don't believe it's been announced when they're being rescheduled.
They were both. One was an internet pay-per-view, and one was a Twitch pay-per-view or a Twitch show. So both have been postponed.
I believe their Twitch show has also been postponed. Not sure on that.
I don't think so.
Okay. Not as of yet. Going into ROH, ROH has canceled all events through 3/31.
5/31.
Oh, 5/31? I thought it was 3/31.
I said May. You wrote 3.
I meant to write May. I'm sorry. Anyway, 5/31. If you are an Honor Club member, any existing members... does not, I believe, extend to new members that sign up right now as of hearing this. We'll get a 90-day membership extension for free. So essentially, you're getting your Honor Club membership till May for free.
Yeah, for existing Honor Club members, we thank you for your loyalty. Know you're subscribed so you can watch ROH events live as they happen. Don't worry, we've got you covered. Starting April 1st, we will extend your current term automatically by a period of 9 days to cover the months March, April, and May. Please continue to enjoy all existing VOD content, new VOD content from our historical library. They'll be out very soon, of course, discounts.
Hey, Matt. So, there you go for that. And now on to a little uplifting news for AEW. They did TV last night, so thank you very much to them for doing TV, because right now everything's up in the air. It's very difficult for people to do live events, so the fact that they were able to get a show off last night, was awesome. And, we knew what day it was because two people turned up in AEW last night. That's pretty exciting. First and foremost, the Delete has been freed. Vanguard 1 once again flies because Broken Matt Hardy and his red hair streak are in AEW.
Matt Hardy has been reborn in AEW. The version 1 of Broken has been buried alive or buried. Now version 2, I guess, is now alive and kicking in AEW. He'll be a part of Team Elite whenever they take on the Inner Circle at Blood and Guts, whenever that happens, which we'll get to in a second.
Yeah, we'll talk about that in a second. Other one is that Exalted One.
Hold on. So, yeah. So, Matt Hardy's there. All the shenanigans are there. He's all Delete Wrestling. Get it? And his Delete is Elite. Get it? They're his new shirts. Get it? Get it?
It's almost like it was planned. And the Exalted One for the Dark Order has been revealed. And yeah. It's awesome to see that one Brody Lee, aka Luke Harper, they cleaned him up.
The rhyming.
Has debuted in AEW, and he was revealed, as I said, as the Exalted One last night. And he looks super good. He did a couple not-so-subtle Wyatt-y type things.
He took a shot at Vince. He did a setup for Sister Abigail.
Which I thought was interesting. And then they had like a light bulb moment.
Uh-huh. In his promo, he had a light bulb. I mean, showing some signs of the old Harper that still may exist. And do you have them for Tweet of the Week, the things I sent you?
Yes, I have them.
Okay, we'll get to them.
Poor Bray, he's not okay.
We'll get to them in Tweet of the Week.
Poor Bray, his children are so disobedient.
They are.
He can't. That poor man, he just can't.
He really can't.
So one interesting thing that got noted by Rock watching AEW last night was that AEW was not announcing the next date of their next show, or the date for their next show. There we go. So it's leading everybody to believe that their future is a little bit unclear in terms of TV. Where they're broadcasting right now out of Jacksonville, they've got a pretty hard lockdown in terms of how many people you can have in a building and what you can do. I think they got special permission to go last night, because the lockdown, I think, had already gone into effect and they'd already scheduled everything. So it's not determined if there will be TV next week, if it'll be coming out of Jacksonville, or where it will be coming from at all. It's also unclear if they taped anything last night. Nobody's really sure.
The only thing I think they taped last night was an episode of Dark. They did not tape anything else. In terms of what happens with the next Dynamite, I think Tony Khan was sort of going off the impression he doesn't want to get cocky in terms of believing he has a show next week. So that's why all the promotion was on the next Dynamite. So whenever it is, and which will be the Blood and Guts show. So whenever they appear back on television, they will be doing the Blood and Guts, the War Game style event. That is going to be it. So it could be this coming Wednesday, in Jacksonville or in a television studio near you, or it could be in a month from now. I really don't know, and they really don't know because nobody knows. Like, let's be real, everyone. Everything is day by day, hour by hour. Things change at a hot minute because new laws are put into effect and people are being told they can do one thing in one moment and one thing they can't. It sucks.
Yeah. Yeah, it kind of does. It really kind of does. Like, although here in my state, they're passing laws such as you can get to-go liquor. So I see this as an absolute win that Instacart can now deliver alcohol. Because my state's so locked down right now, like, in terms of alcohol. It's stupid. Like, we just got Sunday sales, like, 2 years ago or whatever. So, it's really nice that that's happened. Not that that's important at all, but there is some positive coming out of this. But, yeah. So, we'll have to see what AEW does next week. In terms of all of their TV tapings, they will be relocated. There are no dates or locations provided at this time. So, please stay tuned to their Twitter, because they will probably announce all of that information when they have it.
Yeah, they have a lot of things on their Twitter about it. So yeah, stay up to date with their Twitter for all the information. Some of the shows, like Newark show, and some of the shows that they had announced in April, they've been postponed to July and August and October. Just go to their Twitter and they'll tell you all the exact dates. So
yeah, and if there, like I said at the beginning, if there's an event that you're not sure about, if we didn't list it, please feel free to put it in chat, tweet us, whatever you need to do to let us know what's going on in your area to see if we can help get the word out to everybody of what's going on. Always feel free to call Ticketmaster, to call your promotion, to check their Twitter to see if your event is still going on. It's probably safe to assume that it's probably canceled at this point, but it depends state by state because some states are obviously taking this, taking the bans a little bit harder than others. I don't want to say they're taking it more seriously than others because everybody's taking this seriously, but like my state hasn't imposed the bans yet. Wart versus Florida and like Philly or Pennsylvania, who are locking everybody down.
Yeah, they're just canceling.
Super hard.
California's the worst. It sucks to live in California right now. Let's be real on that. But yeah, so here we are. It's the world we're living in, chat. It's just the world we're living in.
So, yay! So fun stuff like that, and like I keep saying, if you does not apply to international events, don't know if it does, please contact the promotion. But if you have purchased tickets, they should be honored when the show runs, if it is rescheduled. If not, or if you just want your money back, you can contact whomever you purchase the tickets from to get your refund, because I believe everybody in the U.S. is offering that. Yeah, a lot of stuff closed on St. Patrick's Day, Ash. That was very unfortunate. They shut down, like, all the bars on St. Patrick's Day. It's like, dude.
They were
unexpectedly, too. Like, they didn't even give fair warning. That's what sucked. They were just, like, the day of. They're like, hey, yeah, the bars? No.
Closed.
You can't have those. That was a thing. That happened. I know several people who were highly upset by that. And then there's Seamus, who put a picture of himself out in a St. Patrick's Day onesie the day after, passed out on his floor. So, yeah. That was a thing. That happened. So, all right. We're going to take our first and only break of the evening, because I believe that's all the news that we have on all the non-WWE promotions. And when we come back, we are going to talk all about WrestleMania and what is going on with WWE and all the news that has dropped in terms of that. So you're listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we will be right back.
I got the power, I know the powers that be. Yeah. No, you don't know nada. I don't know how you can see. Yeah. For these unbelievable dreams, had to do more than it seems. I speak of these things. Now
Are you following us on twitch.tv/WTR live? Do you have Amazon Prime? If so, you can link it to your Twitch account and subscribe to our Twitch channel for free with Twitch Prime. It's the easiest way to help support us for free.
What is the greatest of all time? Saturday nights. We decide from sports, video games, movies, and even the X-rated. You help us decide what is the greatest of all time. It is the Great and Great Debate, a part of your Saturday night's
main event.
CB Radio, Saturday nights, midnight-ish Eastern, on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Hey y'all, you want to get social with the Rack? Follow us on Instagram, instagram.com/rackradioshow.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
As my client Brock Lesnar said, Suplex City, bitch.
From the big returns.
So this is what it feels like to kick off Monday Night Raw.
To the shocking moment.
You will get your rematch. Put that man down. Your actions have consequences. And you know what? You're out of here. You're suspended. You know what? You're suspended indefinitely. Get out of my building now. Now get out.
And the moments that leave you speechless.
Snoop Mania, huh? Snoop Mania? Nah, Snoop Dizzle. It's called Axel Mania. And it's not a West Coast thing. It's not an East Coast thing. It's a worldwide thing. And I'm not going to sit back and listen to you talk about Snoop Mania when Axel Mania is running wild in Los Angeles. Bow, wow, wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Axel Mania is here to stay.
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Did you know you can use support a creator code, Rock and Sock, in the Fortnite item shop? That's R-O-C-K-N-S-O-C-K in the Fortnite item shop.
This is the undisputed future of WWE, Seth Rollins, and you are listening to The Rack on Wild Talk Radio.
Welcome back to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out, YouTube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over on RackRadioShow.com, WildTalkRadio.com, or directly on Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. If you're watching us on Twitch and you happen to have Twitch Prime available and you're on WTR Live's channel, well, go ahead and click the little purple button up at the top of the screen, and you can like and follow and subscribe the channel. And we'd really love it if you used your free Twitch Prime subscription here, but if not, that's fine too. And while you're liking and, you know, subscribing and everything, you can head over to twitch.tv/LinsWard, LinsWRD, follow my channel for when I go live, which is generally on the weekends. But I do stream Fortnite content sometimes.
It's Boots the Asses time!
Oh, wow. Thank you so much, Matt. Thank you so much for the the gifted subs. And yeah, so you can follow me and follow my channel and my content. So anyway, so we have done everybody else. If you missed it, if you're just tuning in, feel free to go back on the VOD when we're done and check out all the first half of the news, which was all non-WWE promotions that we have news for. Like I keep saying, if you have news on any non-WWE promotions that you want us to talk about, that you want us to mention, please feel free to tweet us while we're live, at Wild Talk Radio at Lynn's Ward, or you can put it in chat. And we're going to be watching the chat. Or if the show's over and you're listening to this whenever, feel free to tweet us too, and let us know. And we'll see if we can't get the information out there, because that's the most important thing going on right now with everything that's happening in the world, is trying to get as much valid, keyword there being valid, information out to everybody as we can, because knowledge is power. So anyway, but we've been pretty serious.
As Lance Stone would say.
I think we need to have a little fun. And I think we need to do some Tweet of the Week.
Well, I used to be the kind of person spending time on MySpace until the spammers ended up taking over my place. And I was so bitter until I found Twitter. Ooh, a place where you can go ahead and write what you're feeling. 140 characters or less is what you're giving. My addiction starts to climb. I go to refresh my timeline, 'cause I won't stop tweeting. No more, no more. It cannot wait, I'm sure.
So I lied. I had a lot more tweets than I thought I did.
I have no tweets.
I didn't. I forgot.
She
I
lied.
Went through and like.
She lied.
I lied. And I have no idea where I left off.
Look at the date.
Well, I'm not sure, because I sometimes go back and favorite stuff that's after the last time we did a show.
Just go.
All right. All right, Cloaksy. And if I already read these, too bad. Internet is so soft nowadays. What the hell happened? Tim the Tatman. Shut up, ho. Courage. Idiot, you're built like a 2x4. Avery, your mother is a snowblower. Samoa Joe. Everyone thought I was being a bit excessive when I had these installed throughout my home. Now I sit upon a sanitary throne of smug satisfaction. And what he tweeted out was a picture of that super ultra advanced like robotic toilet that does everything, including wipe your ass. So
there you go.
He's feeling very proud of himself. Nick Aldis responds with, I was just thinking about this yesterday, in a non-romantic way, of course. Honest. Kissy face. Courage tweets out a casual conversation with Marcel. Yo, gaming with Maven, we need a third. Gimme five. Yay, we are playing one. Gotta suit up. And it's a picture of Marcel in a donut onesie. I'm ready. I don't even know. Jordan Fisher replies with, I'm also mixed, funny, hilarious, on a onesie. Marcel goes, I want to play COD with you, frowny face. And Jordan Fisher goes, same baby, frowny face. I hope they get together. I hope they find each other.
They will. Now that Jordan Connector Street, Broadway.
Yeah. So, Bray Wyatt tweets out, and did he delete it? Oh, crap, did he delete it? No! I hope not, because I needed it. Hold on, guys,
no,
I think he deleted
it.
No, it's
still there. Which one? The new one I showed you?
The Hooters parking lot.
Oh, he might have deleted the Hooters one.
I think he deleted it. I think he did. Somebody made him take it down, probably, or he took it down or something.
He took it down.
He took it down. Oh, God, that was like the greatest tweet ever, too. All right, so, in case you missed it, Bray Wyatt tweeted out that basically he would fight John Cena in a Hooters bar if WrestleMania didn't go
on. Hold on. If WrestleMania gets delayed, the Fiend hereby challenges at John Cena to a bar fight deathmatch TM. This will take place at Hooters. Not kidding.
Yeah. Jimmy's Famous Seafood tweeted Bray with a knife in the back, and he responds with, my bad. And Hootie from Hooters tweets John Cena, and he's like, show yourself! Because basically he wasn't responding.
Mm-hmm.
Jeffree Star. All I've done today is eat desserts and name 25 new eyeshadow shades. Tim the Fat Man replies, what desserts though? Tim. And now we go to Ryan Satin, a thread. Since we all need it right now, it's a particularly apropos. Wrestlers as brands of toilet paper. So we have the Velveteen Dream as Cotton Ale, Ultra Comfort Care, Wavy Clean Ripple. New Day is Sherman Ultra Strong. Rey Mysterio is Scott 1000. long-lasting value. Charlotte Flair, 7th generation, 100% recycled bathroom tissue.
Wow. Okay.
Angel Garza, Angel Soft, the double and mega roll. Ric Flair, wet ones, fresh and flush.
Wow.
Kevin Owens, Panda, ultra premium bath tissue. Alexa Bliss, soft and gentle. And my favorite, John Cena, a bunch of empty shelves.
Because you can't see. Anyway.
Like you do. Renee Young, my Hall of Fame dress just got delivered. I hope I get to wear it. If not, my couch and some White Claw are in for one very fancy evening. Pictures. Trevor May, it's like really hard to throw a baseball regularly in an apartment. Poor guy. Bray Wyatt, in response to Luke Harper, aka Brody Lee, appearing on AEW last night. It's just me and Rowan now, and it's a picture of a kid getting interviewed, and he just slowly breaks down and starts crying. And then he replies to himself, and he's like, Braun never left. Blackheart. Poor Bray. His children are just leaving him. Mm-hmm. Marcel, I wonder how many relationships are going to end because the quarantine forces couples to be around each other all day.
It's either going to be two things, breakups or bang.
Lots of
bang,
babies.
Bangity bang. I said a bang, bang, bangity bang.
There could be a baby boom from this, y'all. We going to repopulate the world. I don't know. Like, damn. And lastly, Marcel. Jimmy John's wouldn't let me come inside to order a sandwich. I had to order on the app, and they slid it through the door like I was mid-shit on the toilet without TP. Tweet of the week.
Well done. All right.
Thank you.
Scott Stanford. Day one. Hour one into homeschooling. Computer already thrown. Success! Adam Rank. David Johnson for DeAndre Hopkins would get vetoed in most fantasy leagues with the team managers barred for life. Facts. Facts. Flash Morgan Webster. Last time I was worried about a virus was when I installed LimeWire. We all remember LimeWire.
Oh my god, LimeWire and Pirate Bay. Good lord.
Right? So we all know the new guidelines about gatherings of 10 people or more, yada yada yada. Cody Tomer. Philip Rivers can't even go into his living room with all his kids.
Ouch.
WWE Creative-ish. Well, WrestleMania will take place at the Performance Center in Orlando with no audience. It'll be like I'm back at the Impact Zone, said AJ Styles.
No.
CM Punk. Well, that's one way to make sure Rowan finally gets not booed and nobody chants for me.
Ow.
Facts, though.
I mean, not a lie.
Tommy Dreamer. Well, the age-old question finally is answered. If Byron Saxton is kicked in the balls and nobody's there to see it, did it really happen? The answer is hell yeah. Okay, Byron Saxton still selling it on Twitter by doing a dancing video holding his balls? Priceless. Adam Rank. Trying to replace DeAndre Hopkins with Randall Cobb is like trying to replace your stolen car with a toaster. These are all factual statements. So here's a bunch of tweets regarding a certain news story of the week. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Helen Kennedy. Boston must be quite deflated today.
Ouch.
Patriots Nation's got to be feeling pretty deflated right about now.
Too soon.
Robbie Grammer. If I were a Pats fan, I'd be feeling pretty deflated right about now. Some Spencer Hickey. Some might say they feel deflated. Michael Berry. The Tom Brady news has a lot of Patriots fans deflated. Alex Edelman. Feeling pretty deflated over the Tom Brady leaving the Patriots. And Douglas goes, it's ironic the New England Patriots fans are feeling deflated. Can you tell they all made the same joke?
Everybody went for the low-hanging fruit on that. My favorite one was between Belichick and Brady, who got the refs and the divorce.
We'll talk about NFL in a minute.
We're going to talk about that in a minute.
Yeah, we'll talk about that in a minute. All right, Zach Reiner. Chelsea Green bought me over the game of Monopoly a few years ago. She's been wanting to play for a long time. We finally played yesterday. I won. She doesn't want to play anymore.
That's typically how Monopoly works.
Rob Schomburger. I beat his wife. I beat my wife so bad at Monopoly one time she doubled over crying. She replied, because you're a cheating, manipulative slumlord, I'm thinking Zack Ryder used the same strategy. Rob Schomburger. I won by playing the game effectively.
He's a slumlord, guys. That's how you win. That honestly, legit, that is how you win Monopoly. You just buy a piece of property, you stack it up full of hotels, and then you just tax the shit out of your friends and family.
This is
truly how devious you can find out how devious people are around you is how they play Monopoly.
That's why Lindsay won't play Monopoly with me.
Because he's an asshole.
And I have one more tweet. CM Punk. Day 3. Quarantine has left no choice. The Christmas tree must come down. Yeah.
Yeah.
Except if you're Nate Hill, it always stays up.
I think he changes his throughout the year, though, so it's acceptable.
He moved and kept the Christmas tree up.
Well, it's part of the, you know, the background of his stream, so, you know, it is what it is.
It was part of the decor. Anyway, that is Tweet of the Week.
I, like, worked from home, and I was, like, sitting here, and it's like, I'm looking around, I'm like, what the hell did my house get this dirty? Like, what the crap? Like, I hate how, like, being home this long, it's like, you notice all the shit that's wrong. Like, you're like, oh, I should probably do that, and I should probably fix that. Like, it's great, because all the little stuff around my house is getting fixed, right? Because I have the time to fix it, but I hate that, like, that's happening. Side note, everywhere else is empty, right? Grocery stores, regular stores, people are generally not going out, they're doing what they're supposed to do, they're staying home. Home Depot? Lowe's? Packed! You couldn't even tell that there's, like, a quarantine or self-isolation or whatever, social distancing. You couldn't even tell that's going on. Like, I've never seen that place so busy. It's insane. Like, everybody else gonna suffer losses. Home Depot, Lowe's, probably Ace Hardware, any other home improvement place, they're solid. Because, like, everybody's home, right? And we're all going to be home indefinitely because nobody knows when, you know, if you're working from home, when you're going to have to go back in the office. So it's like, oh, well, I might as well do, like, all the little things around my house, like I said, that don't get done because I'm always at work. So it's like, I'm here. I have the time. I might as well, you know, put in a new sink faucet or do yard work out in my yard or finish my basement or whatever because, hey, I have the time. And with Home Depot, those bastards ship. Side note, if you get it over $45, shipping is free, not an ad, but totally an ad. Sponsor us, please.
So before we get into the WWE news, let's talk about the NFL.
Oh yeah, because stuff happened in the NFL.
And this free agency has started with a bang, and it's been a quarterback carousel, to say the least. So Tom Brady went from the New England Patriots to Tampa.
I want to understand that decision so hard. I mean, I get he wanted out of New England, and that's completely fine. Like, I respect that. But no offense to Tampa Bay, but why Tampa Bay?
They have good offensive weapons and better weather.
I mean, I can respect the weather. It's just such a, I guess, interesting choice, because Tampa Bay was one of the worst teams in the Southeast region. I think they were actually the worst team in the Southeast region, which isn't saying much because the Southeast region is honestly shit.
It's just the South. There's no East part of it.
Whatever.
This is not college.
Fine. The Southern region of the Football League generally it does not have good football teams. I think the best one that we had was the Saints.
Yeah. Yeah,
they were only like, what, 8-8?
No, the Saints were pretty good. They were 13-3, 12-4.
Okay.
No, Jameis threw like 30 picks, and so if they have a competitive quarterback who maybe can still have an arm, who knows if he still has an arm, we'll see. So Tom Brady goes there. Nick Foles goes from being overpaid in Jacksonville to Chicago for a compensatory fourth round pick. That just shows how desperately they were willing to get rid of Mitchell Trubisky. Cam Newton's being traded.
Cam Newton's not happy about being traded either. He's quite vocal about that.
Teddy Bridgewater's going from New Orleans to starting in Carolina. Good on him.
Mm-hmm. Very good on him.
Dak is staying in Dallas, but being paid a lot of money. As we mentioned in Tweet of the Week, DeAndre Hopkins got traded to Arizona, so Kyler Murray's in a great spot now. No idea what they were doing in Houston. That was
Gurley and
Matthews got released.
Yeah, Gurley and Matthews got released.
Eagles got rid of Malcolm Jenkins. He went back to New Orleans. Eagles got Slay as a cornerback from Detroit, so that's a good pickup. It's free agency is weird. It's just like, but Brady was there for 20 years. 20 years. So it's like, see, it's like when Peyton Manning went to Denver. It's weird. When Joe Montana went to the Chiefs, it's going to be weird.
But Montana stayed at the Chiefs for a couple years, didn't he?
Yeah, but it was like it's weird that he, it's like when they move on, it's weird.
Yeah, it's like they're the franchise quarterback, and it's almost like you expect them to just retire, because when you've been at a team for 20 years like Brady was, it's like he's synonymous with the New England Patriots. Like, they go hand in hand. So the fact that he's now going to be suiting up as a Buccaneer, it's just going to be really strange. And then whoever they get to replace Brady, which I'm not sure if they even have a backup for Brady.
They've been saying it on TV the last couple of days, and I can't remember his name. So they're going with a young guy that's going to fill in for him. It's like Brett Favre when he went to the Jets. Like that was dumb.
Yeah, but Brett Favre kind of did it sort of crappily because he quote-unquote retired twice and then to get out of his contract, and then he moved on. Like, at least Brady was already out of his contract, and he just said, hey, look, I don't want to stay in New England anymore. I want to move on, so I'm going to move on. And that's fine. So we'll have to see. Hopefully he brings a little something to Tampa Bay. He probably will. I mean, he is that caliber of an athlete, but I think he also knew that he was not performing at the standard that he needed to for New England, because Bill Belichick is an extremely exacting coach. And, you know, if you fall below standard, you're going to get benched. And I think Brady would prefer to move on than get benched, because that would just be ultra humiliating. So, you know, so good on him. We'll have to see what he does. I'm not talking to the Atlanta Falcons right now. Because they released two of our best receivers.
They're the running back and a receiver.
Like, what? Why? I mean, I get money's a thing, but why? Okay. So basically, I don't think we're going to have a team this year. And because of that, I'm just going to go ahead and say it now. Go Pack Go. Because that is the default backup team. Mainly because of Football Husband. But at least the Packers have won Super Bowls. Unlike the Falcons, who have done nothing.
But if you want to see the Patriots versus the Falcons in the Super Bowl, you apparently can go back and replay it for free.
I watched it live.
Like, the NFL is giving away some sort of free watching thing of past games. So feel free if you want entertainment. I know the NFL is doing it. I believe the NBA is letting you watch any game from this past season for free through League Pass.
Oh, and that reminds me, before we move on to WWE, Universal Studios Pictures, whatever you want to call it, is putting some of their current films that are out in the theaters, because the theaters are being closed, out on demand. You can, I believe, go check their Twitter or their website to see how you get access to that. And I think you pay $20. I'm not sure if it's per film or if it's $20 and you get access to all the films. But they have like some of their current releases, like Emma and a few others out there, for your viewing pleasure if you want to watch those. So please feel free to check their Twitter for that. I don't know if the Texans have done worse than us in terms of trades and letting players go. I don't always feel like Atlanta makes the best decisions, because typically we let people go and we don't replace them with as good of talent. Like, there was no excuse for Atlanta to be as bad as they were last year. None whatsoever. Because we had every offensive weapon. We had Matt Ryan. He's not the best quarterback in the world, but he's a decent quarterback. And then our defense was what our defense was. So the fact that we did so horrible last year, and now this, is just kind of like, damn it, why? Why?
So to give some update on what she was talking about, it'll be available through Comcast, Sky, Apple, and Amazon starting on Friday. Consumers will be able to rent the films for $19.99 per film for 48 hours.
There you go. They're going to find a way to make their money, damn it.
Yep.
So, all right, let's talk some WWE.
Might as well. Let's talk about all the things. Let's get the positive story out of the way first.
So, I hate when WWE does this. I really do. Because I legit thought that Jushin Thunder Liger was in the WWE Hall of Fame. I thought he went in years ago, because he's just that legendary, right? He's that well known. He's that famous. He has reached that status that it's like, of course he's in the Hall of Fame. Why wouldn't he be in the Hall of Fame? He's just that epic, right? Apparently I was wrong, and he was not in the Hall of Fame, but now he is, because he's going in, supposedly this year, at some point, when they actually do the Hall of Fame, because, like, TakeOver, that has been postponed, unfortunately. But congratulations to Jushin Thunder Liger for being inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame. It is a big honor for him, and I'm sure he's very excited. He might be in Japan and Mexico, but I thought for sure he was in WWE. It's like, that's a no-brainer to me that anybody on that level, it's like, well, of course they are. Why wouldn't they be, you know? Mm-hmm. Makes complete sense that he would be. And just to kind of get into the nitty-gritty real quick before we talk about WrestleMania, Raw and SmackDown, for right now, as of today, And as of tomorrow, now this could change, are going to be broadcast live from the PC for the foreseeable future. So if they are coming to your city, if you have purchased tickets with them, I believe they are going to honor the tickets if they reschedule a show in your area, or you can get a full refund through Ticketmaster. They've already put that out there, because I think Raw was supposed to be here.
On the 30th.
On the 30th. And they're not coming. So, because I was actually like, well, I could probably go get tickets. Not anymore. So
a little thing. Live may not be a thing.
Well, they're going to broadcast it. It will be.
It appears that they're going to start taping everything starting. They're going to do, starting tomorrow, they're going to be taping SmackDown Raw every day for the next few days just to make sure they're going to, you know, get it all in.
Yeah, so because of the lockdowns, because of everything that's going on, they are going to start taping as much content as they can so they can continue on with the shows for as long as they can. Now, will we probably get more pay-per-view matches for free? I would guess so. But they are at least trying to get some stuff in the can so they can carry on as they need to. So we'll just keep an eye on their Twitter for when they announce it. They can start doing shows in arenas again. NXT right now is currently in the process of being taken in and retooled. It's currently being a studio show broadcast out of Stanford, with Triple H and Tom Phillips hosting it. And they're just doing interviews and recaps. They did a really nice, basically NXT last night was an hour recap of the Johnny Gargano, Tommaso Ciampa feud and that whole story in cinematic with interviews of them cut in, and that was super nice. And then they did some of the other major feuds.
Finn and Rhea.
But the big one was obviously Gargano and Ciampa. And it was nice to see all that history because you forget about half of the stuff between Gargano and Ciampa, and then there's stuff that you obviously just don't catch because there's all that little stuff that they did. So that's cool. And now the shows, the thing that has been hanging over our heads for weeks on end since this whole thing started, will there be a WrestleMania? Yes, ladies and gentlemen, there will be a WrestleMania. Unfortunately, it will not be in Tampa. It will not be at Raymond James Stadium. As of now, today, this could all change because there's rumors that they're going to just cancel it and move it in June and do it in New York City. We'll see if that actually happens. But as of today, right now, the plan is to do WrestleMania over two nights because of people restrictions. They can only have so many people in the building at one time. And apparently a lot of the roster is on board for doing as much as they can for WrestleMania to make it ultra special because there is no crowd this year. There are no fans. We're all at home. We're all watching at home. And before we go any further than this, I kind of want to say something, and this is probably not going to be the most elegant way to say this, but I'm sorry. To everybody out there that's saying that this is going to be the worst WrestleMania ever, please stop.
Did you all watch WrestleMania 13? No, I'm kidding.
And the reason why I say that is it's not going to be the worst one, because we're getting one. They could have really easily said, you know what? F it. Everybody else is canceling shows. We're going to cancel ours. We're not going to do WrestleMania. Y'all can F off. The fact that they're going to do it, the fact that we're getting it, that alone makes it worth it. And yeah, it's going to be different. They're not going to have fans. We're not going to hear the roar of the crowd. We're not going to have that epic shot of this massive stadium full of 100,000 people, right? We're not going to get that. It's going to be in one of two locations. It's going to be in the PC and a second location, probably Stamford, Connecticut. There is even a possibility of a third location, depending on how many people they can have in a building at one time. And they're going to rotate between two or multiple locations for this show over two nights to get this off and get this going. And they're going to try everything they can to make this ultra special. And you know what we need to do? We need to be as loud and as vocal as we can on social to make sure they hear us. But to everybody that's like, oh, this is going to suck. Oh, this is awful. Oh, this is terrible. Just stop. Please just stop. Okay? Yes, they're doing this because they want money, but they are also doing this because they want to do a show.
I'll put it like this. What else do we got?
We have nothing else. Everything else has been canceled. We have no sports. Nothing. The only thing going right now is wrestling. That's it. That's all we have. And like I said, they could have easily taken that away from us. But as of today, as of right now, as we are doing this show, we are going to get WrestleMania this year. And that I don't know about anybody else, but that made me so happy when that announcement dropped. I was so thrilled because it was like, I've been so excited for this year's WrestleMania. They've done a wonderful job building the show. I'm sure I'm in the minority of thinking that. But I love everything that they're getting ready to do. I'm excited for it. This is the first time that I can honestly say that I've been excited for WrestleMania in several years. And it was like, no, they can't cancel it. And when all this started, that's what it was. It's like, this is the first really well-built Mania for me in a few years. I'm ultra excited for it. And it's going to get goddamn canceled because of what's going on. And that's fine if they have to cancel it because people's health is obviously more important. But it's like, God, that's just going to suck. And then it was like, there was all this limbo of what they're going to do. And everything else. And now we have an answer where it's like, yes, it's going to move, but it's still going to happen. And TV's still going to go on, and they're still going to carry on for as long as they possibly can until they can't anymore, until they're told by the government, you have to shut down. And I know a lot of people in Tampa. I know LeMans is upset because he was going to go to the show, and I'm really sorry that that happened, and I hope they make it up to you. Like, that doesn't make up for the fact that a lot of people save their money all year to go to WrestleMania, and WWE, I think, has acknowledged that, and I'm sure they will try to make good to the city of Tampa, to all the fans that were going to attend, to everybody, that this has happened. Because it's an act of God thing, right? This is out of their control. If they could be doing the show in Tampa, at the stadium, with the fans, they would. They would be absolutely on board with that. But they're not. Or they're being told they can't be. Because I don't think this was Vince's first choice. I think Vince wanted to do it regardless.
Vince wanted to go ahead with everything. Vince wanted to go to the stadium and he wanted to do it. But then realized having a stadium, you can't do it. So to him, he decided, okay, we'll do it at the PC. We'll do it there. We'll make something out of it. Yeah, they may be taping WrestleMania this week. I don't know. We would never know. It doesn't, like, here's the thing. We will never know. WrestleMania could have already been taped already. We don't know.
Yeah, everything could have been taped because they had people there on Monday. It's like they had Taker and AJ there on Monday, and you could have easily taped that match and gotten that done so that way they don't have to travel. I think Cena and Bray were there last week. You could have already taped that.
They could have already found a Hooters and wrestled. We don't know.
I mean, yeah, we don't know. They could have.
You don't know. But no, Vince was adamant of doing it. Okay, so he was adamant making sure this day, April 5th, they do WrestleMania. But then Vince is Vince. And then you have other people involved, and they're like, okay, so here's what we can do. So they break it all down and go, okay, we have X amount of matches. We can't have all those people in the building at the same time. So what do we got to do? We got to do what everyone on Twitter for the last year and a half has been saying. We need WrestleMania across 2 days. Fine, we're going to give you WrestleMania across 2 days because we can split it up and put people here, people there, rotate those crews for another day, boom, split all the matches up, boom, give you 3 hours of a show one day, 3 hours of a show another day, boom, everyone's happy. Everyone gets what they want, and they get enough people showcased in the event. Okay, a couple things I need to talk about in terms of people on the internet and wrestling headlines. You cannot cancel a match if nothing's been announced. The Battle Royals, never announced, but they've been canceled. You can't cancel anything if nothing's been ever announced. Are they staples of the show? Yes, but nothing was ever said. Can't cancel something never announced. It's semantics, but there's that. Yes, logistics. Okay, we'll get to logistics. We have logistics. We have logistic problems in terms of shows, but we're going to make it happen. So there's that.
We'll have
answers when we figure it all out.
Yeah, we're going to try and figure it out. We talked about that last night. We're trying to work all that out and just determine what we're going to do. And we'll announce a plan once we have it. I want to address the LeMans real quick. I don't think they're going to deviate from any of the endings just because their plan is to go ahead with TV as normal. And so whatever plans they have coming out of WrestleMania, they're going to go ahead, I think, and do those. Now, obviously, plans can change depending on the current state of things. But right now, I think they're going to go ahead and do whatever they're going to do because they can.
Now, Vince being Vince. WWE being WWE. We're going to take this solid, this one day WrestleMania and turn it into, we're going to make it the biggest thing of all. We have Rob Gronkowski, who was still last week signed with WWE. He's going to be hosting the show.
I hope he's sober.
Him and Mojo will have a hell of a time. So he's going to be hosting the show. He'll be trying to help tie everything together. So that's great. You got the personality. Number one, that makes Fox happy. because he's a Fox employee, so that makes them happy. Boom.
Mm-hmm.
So you get promotion on Fox and everything. So it's like, they're going to... WWE never tries to disappoint you guys. Never tries to disappoint. Do they? Yes. But when it comes to WrestleMania, they're going to do something we've never seen before. What that is, we'll talk about that in a future day. But you got to know, WWE's going to go all out on this show and make it something, will be something special. Will be great. I don't know. But it'll be something memorable because it's the first time ever. And hopefully the last time ever.
Yeah, let's hope they never have to do a WrestleMania like this ever again. But this, I told Rock this just based on watching SmackDown. And I just want to bring this up and kind of plant this idea into everybody's head, because we're actually going to be talking more about the possibilities of it next week in anticipation of our preview the week after. But given that this is in front of no one, this is being taped in a studio closed set, the possibilities for what they can do are really endless. We could see something completely cinematic. We could see it formatted more like a TV show or a movie or something along those lines in terms of the characters that get special abilities like The Fiend, like The Undertaker, other characters like Rey Mysterio that get special magics or superhero powers or anything like that. They could do something really spectacular because they don't have to worry about that crowd, and they can pull it off for TV. There's any number of possibilities that they could do with this that we have never ever seen before, and I think that's what makes this really genuinely exciting. Sister Abigail shows up. No. The puppet may, but she won't.
No. All right. One thing we have to mention before we're done. One, the Hall of Fame, as mentioned before, is postponed. Rumor has it could be in the summer, or it could be the week of WrestleMania, where they could do speeches on Raw and SmackDown. All is up in there. Number two, about when it regards to TakeOver, it's because they're in a situation where WrestleMania is the priority. And I know TakeOver is usually the better show, but TakeOver to them is not the high priority because it's not the money-making event. To them, they can postpone a TakeOver and postpone those stories because you don't have, there's no end goal with that show yet. There's no end goal with NXT. That show is on pause until they can figure out a direction. So there's a lot of rumors with TakeOver. One, they could be taping it this week and putting it together for April 1st. That could be the date where, you know, that went the Wednesday before, whatever the day, I think it's the 1st, and have it there. That's one possibility where TakeOver could be on the NXT show and it's just not TakeOver, but you'll get the ladder match. You'll get the Johnny Gargano match and you go from there, because let's be real, they really haven't set up TakeOver yet. They were building to, but nothing official was ever announced for TakeOver. So it's like, to them, since we've never really announced anything other than the women's match, we can adjust our schedule. We can adjust our plans and go say things pop up in June. You can do TakeOver in June in front of the crowd, because realistically, and this goes with the AEW stuff, that style needs an audience. Does the WWE show need an audience? Yes. But that style, that more flippy floppy high impact style, needs more of an audience to make it special, because when you think TakeOver, you think of the loud crowd that makes it really special. So you're missing the element. So if you don't have the element you need and you're able to postpone it, why not just do it?
Yeah.
So that's, I mean, where we're at on that.
This is, again, if they could do everything, if they could get away with it, like if the state of Florida would say, yeah, okay, we're going to give you a special exception. You're going to test everybody and make sure that they don't have it. Anybody that if they do turn up with it, and you know what the it I'm talking about is, then they get quarantined automatic. Do not pass go, do not collect $200, but they do not get exposed to anybody else on the roster. If they could get that kind of special exception, which is, I think, what they were trying to get, then they would. But the state of Florida has said no, and this is what they're doing instead. So I think it's like whatever could be sacrificed for the sake of Mania got sacrificed, because it's like TakeOver, Hall of Fame, like you said, can be very easily rescheduled. WrestleMania, not so much. Because like basically they're doing to NXT what may happen to Raw and SmackDown, which is based, NXT got thrown on hold. And they're using interviews and they're using clip packages and everything else to keep the storylines going for right now till they figure it out. Because like the other possibility is they do WrestleMania the week that it's supposed to go, and then they do TakeOver the next week.
They could.
And then they do the Hall of Fame the week after that. like where they break it up over a series of weeks using based on their limitations, because it's all dependent on how soon everything gets completely locked down. Because now we're starting to see that happen in specific states where states are imposing curfews and they're starting to force people to stay in. So it's WWE is trying to get WrestleMania off before that happens. Because once that happens, they're done. That's it. They can't do anything else, at least in the state of Florida. If it happens in the state of Florida now, in Connecticut, it could be different because every state is different. But for the state of Florida, if they get locked down, that's it. They're done.
WWE heads to Idaho coming soon.
Right? I mean, hell, they could come here.
WWE goes to WWE Nebraska cornfields. WrestleMania in the cornfields. You never know.
Ash, I believe that would be Bray Wyatt who came up with Sister Abigail.
So, I think that does it for us.
I think that does it for us, too. So, like I said at the top of the show, if there's anybody that we need to tweet out, let anybody know that they're canceled, please feel to tweet us. We're happy to retweet that information, get that out there, because the important thing is that everybody does have this information and they know what's going on, especially for stuff that's like international. If you're not in the continental United States and there are wrestling events going on around you that you feel like people need to know that are canceled or postponed, please let us know. We're happy, like I said, to put the information out for everybody. We will be live next week. Because we don't anticipate, you know, them stopping us podcasting for whatever reason. But yeah, we should be live next week. Raw Post Show should go ahead as long as there's Raw. We're going to keep going for as long as we can.
We have contingency plans in the works, too.
We have contingency plans in the works. So we're going to try and keep going with wrestling for as long as we can. Because, you know, as long as there's wrestling, we can talk about it. But if wrestling goes away, well, things might get a little dicey, but we're going to figure it out.
We're going to play Pogs on the stream. Just going to play Pogs on the stream 24/7.
We're going to do a live reactive HGTV, guys. That's what we're going to do.
I mean, we could.
Just honestly, just put me in front of an episode of Love It or List It and just let the comments fly.
We really could.
I yell at that show.
She does. Anyway, that'll do it for us. We'll be live next Thursday night, as she just mentioned, 10 p.m. Eastern. Saturday night, midnight-ish, another edition of Steve Marino, SteveRayLive.com, GreatOnTheGreatDayBite.com. Check out SteveRayLive.com. We got a little makeover. Check it out right now. Sunday night, Wrestle Talk Radio is going to go on as planned, 10 p.m. Eastern. Monday night, Raw Post Show, 11 p.m. Eastern. Check out the RackX Reviews, WWE Beyond Extreme, available now at RackRadioShow.com. So there's that. We'll be live next Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, Rack Radio Show on all social media platforms and podcasting platforms. Just search for the Rack Radio Show. We'll be live in just a few minutes with Fortnite with Friends, so stay tuned for that. It's at Wild Talk Radio, Facebook.com, it's Wild Talk Radio Networker. And use creator code RocketSock in the Fortnite item shop, because that's a hashtag ad, because we're a hashtag epic partner.
You can follow me on most of the social medias, at LinsWard, LANSWRD, and you can follow my Twitch channel directly, at Lens Ward, same as the Twitter. Also, don't forget to check out our very fine sponsor, MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. So, for Rock, I'm Lindsay Ward. You've been listening to The Rack right here on wildtalkradio.com. Everybody sit tight. Go get you a snack. Go get you something to drink. We're going to gather up the squad, and we're going to play some Fortnite because, well, Fortnite is still around, thank goodness. Otherwise, we would all probably lose our minds. So, anyway, till then, bye!
WildTalkRadio.com.